Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
We go to Florida now and to America's favourite poet, Billy Collins. Good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. That's quite a title I've got to carry around with me.
There you go. Well, you've been the US National Poet Laureate. You were Professor of English at the City University of New York for over 30 years. And I know that you are somewhat of a national institution in America, and you're coming to Ireland in a few weeks. And Billy, for people who don't know your work, your poems are profound, but very funny too. I believe you often write them in one sitting, which most poets would not admit to. Fair play to you. But you just like to get it done, do you?
Well, there's that. I'd like to get on with the rest of my life. But I also, I want to find the ending, you know? I mean, the poem for me is a kind of map to the for the reader to find the ending of the poem. And when I'm writing it, I'm kind of creating the map. And I want to find out what the ending is, so I can't write two stanzas and then go to the movies or something. So if a poem can take 15 minutes or 5 hours, but it's a game on, and it's pretty much done in one sitting. Revising it a bit later, but touching it up. But most of the work is one sitting.
Okay, so your new collection, which is out soon, is called Dog Show, and I think you've written a lot of poems about dogs or in the voice of a dog. Would you read us a dog poem?
Sure. I have a poem here called Dharma. Dharma is a word for the spirit, and I'm trying to figure out if this dog has a spiritual dimension. Dharma. The way the dog trots out the front door every morning without a hat or an umbrella, without any money or the keys to her doghouse, never fails to fill the saucer of my heart with milky admiration. Who provides a finer example of a life without encumbrance? Thoreau in his curtainless hut with a single plate, a single spoon. Gandhi with his staff and his wire spectacles. Off she goes into the material world with nothing but her brown coat and her modest blue collar, following only her wet nose, followed only by the plume of her tail. If only she did not shove the cat aside every morning and eat all his food, what a model of self-containment she would be, what a paragon of earthly detachment. If only she were not so eager for a rub behind the ears, so acrobatic in her welcomes. If only I were not her god.
Excellent. That's everyone's dog right there. And so, Billy, you're going to read another poem for us now. And I love this next one. But before you do that, I want to let people know that you'll be in Dublin for an evening with Billy Collins on Tuesday, the 21st of October at 7 p.m. in Findlater's Church in Parnell Street. And tickets are available at poetryireland.ie. So this next one is a little number called I Chopped Some Parsley While Listening to Art Blakey's Version of Three Blind Mice, right?
Right. I'm glad you said the title for me.
Off you go, Billy.
And here's the poem. Okay. And I start wondering how they came to be blind. If it was congenital, they could be brothers and sisters. And I think of the poor mother brooding over her sightless young triplets. Or was it a common accident, all three caught in a searing explosion, a firework perhaps? If not, if each came to his or her blindness separately, how did they ever manage to find one another? Would it not be difficult for a blind mouse to locate even one fellow mouse with vision, let alone two other blind ones? And how, in their tiny darkness, could they possibly have run after a farmer's wife, or anyone else's wife for that matter, not to mention why? Just so she could cut off their tails with a carving knife is the cynic's answer. But the thought of them without eyes and now without tails to trail through the moist grass or slip around the corner of a baseboard has the cynic who always lounges within me, up off his couch and at the window, trying to hide the rising softness that he feels. By now, I am on to dicing an onion which might account for the wet stinging in my own eyes, though Freddie Hubbard's mournful trumpet on Blue Moon, which happens to be the next cut, cannot be said to be making matters any better.
You see, this is why we need poets. We all just accepted the Three Blind Mice without even thinking about it, and it turns out there was so much to tease out there. Billy Collins, thank you very much.